So I had this idea for a podcast, and it was going to be about technology and hopefully kind of making fun of technology and also explaining technology to everyday users, people that don't really know how to use their computer, or they've used it for a while, but they haven't taken the time to learn things. And I called it the One-Off Technology Podcast because I didn't know how long it's going to last. It was going to be a one-off thing, you know? What are you going to call it? And this episode, here we are, episode 10 of the second season, and there's been these huge gaps between episodes. And the title of this episode is Death of a Podcast. Listen to the podcast. Find out how it ends. Welcome to the One-Off Technology Podcast with opinions, news, and views. On this podcast, we talk about technology topics and how they affect you. I'm your host, Roy Richardson, and each week we will feature an entertaining guest to talk about different topics. Now let's begin the show. So, this is the One-Off Technology Podcast, and this is Season 2, Episode 10. I'm going to call it the season finale, and it may be the series finale. And, unlike other episodes, I'm not going to have a guest. I'm going to be the sole person. So you're probably saying, well, I'll turn it off already. I can relate to that. But, I want to talk about the successes and the failures of a podcast, and mistakes I've made on this podcast, and the things I learned, and why I'm leaning really heavily toward ending this podcast. So, the One-Off Technology Podcast, we had two seasons. We had 11 episodes in the first season. Technically, we had 12 if you count the episode 5. And the first podcast was in February 27th of 2016. That's when we basically released the first episode. And I learned a lot about websites and that type of thing in the process. And the first season covered a gambit of things. We talked about how to start a podcast. We talked about the pieces that went together, putting this together. I was pretty happy about that episode. Complaints about hardware and software companies and the products they make. We talked about how to keep your computer safe and cool things you could do with Raspberry Pi. And we talked about 3D printing. And funny enough, episode 5, part 1, was the most popular episode of the entire series. Over the course of the series, we've had nearly a thousand unique users download the podcast. But to be honest, we've only had 244 folks who have consistently downloaded every episode. Now, these stats are only from iTunes. I can't tell you about the ones that may have listened on Stitcher or Google Play, or who may have just listened to the website, listened to it right on the website itself. I don't have any way to completely track that. So that's something, if I try to do this experiment again, I plan to correct. I plan to figure out a way to do a better job of collecting statistics. And then we had the second season. The second season was more experimental. I think maybe I lost my way a little bit. We had an episode about blogging, and we had episodes definitely about software and hardware and the news. We talked about safe computing. We talked about antivirus, ways to keep your computer safe. We talked with how to publish a book with Kindle Publishing. I had a great guest for that episode. I had great guests for the blogging episode. And then Chuck. Chuck was the constant who was on multiple episodes. And Chuck, my favorite episode with Chuck was episode 11 of season 1, where we kind of did a thank you notes kind of episode where we put in snark. And snark is something that Chuck and I are both very good at. Well, okay, we think we're very good at. And so it is not unusual for us to want to say snarky things about technology. Now, the problem there is that if the true target of the show is folks that are wanting to learn about technology, then maybe snark didn't belong on the show. And at times I often thought I am not really tailoring this show to the audience I originally said I wanted to. That was a disappointment on my part, and I apologize if you came into the show hoping, hey, we're going to talk about technology and they're going to explain it in such a way. And I think we did a good job of that at times. But being that we both have backgrounds either in IT or on the fringes of IT, then we were often making jokes that maybe not everybody got. And so, yeah, that's an I'll have to edit out later. But the show, that's what the show was attempting to be. And, you know, when episode 5 was a great episode because we had the two college kids that came on to talk to us about a project they worked on using Raspberry Pi. And I was very excited about that because I find the Pi devices are so fun to play with. And I've done several little projects myself with Raspberry Pis. Nothing to the extent that they did because it required lots of extensive programming. And programming is something that, while I have a degree in, I've ran away from. I can program, but I haven't done it on a consistent basis in a long time. And so it's something I need to revisit. And I really do think that my direction is going to be more and more into cloud computing as a occupation more so than the podcast. And I'm sure cloud computing will come up as we talk about Google Cloud and AWS, Amazon Web Services, and Microsoft Azure. These are things that we'll talk about. Oh, you know, I'll talk about it if I do a future podcast, probably, because everything I do leaks into my creative endeavors. And so that's where I'm at. And then we went for a long time without publishing an episode. And one of the things I have learned along the way is that you have to be consistent. If you're going to come out with a new episode weekly or biweekly, that listeners are willing to wait if you stick to a schedule and stay with it. And I apologize about episode 9 of this season. The episode 9, I do want to thank everybody that's ever listened to this podcast, that downloaded an episode and listened. And I thank you so much because it has been so much fun. I have really enjoyed this journey and I have learned so much in the process about podcasting because of you guys listening to me. That encouraged us to make more episodes. But the problem is that if life got interesting, then the podcast was the first thing that took the hit. And I am sorry about that. And episode 9 from this season, season 2, had 36 people that downloaded it. And I want to thank those 36 people especially because here was they kept it subscribed in iTunes. And so the 36 people got the episode downloaded. And I don't even know if they listened to it. If they did, thank you for that. I really do appreciate you taking the time to listen to it. And basically, there was a 7-month gap between episode 8 and episode 9. To make matters worse, episode 9 was recorded but unedited for over 6 months. It literally sat waiting for me to just take the time to edit the episode. Now, every time we record an episode, it usually winds up being about an hour and a half of recording time. And then I have to go and edit it down. And I try my best to keep the episodes less than an hour. I know that when I've asked people in the past, hey, how long of an episode? Yeah, somewhere between 35 and 45 minutes. And so I often feel like I've gone past some listeners' patience. But it's very hard for me because there's a lot of things that'll get said in the episode. I'm like, oh, that's pretty funny. And they need some context for that to really be funny. So if I cut out the context just to leave the part that's funny, is it still going to be funny? Or if I cut out the context, is it going to make sense when I explain why I suggest doing something a certain way? And it's important to me to make sure that I am transparent to you, that I tell you as much as I think you need to know. I also post links on my website for every episode because while I am an expert on some things, I'm not experts on everything. And sometimes I cover episodes that I have just a little, cover topics that I have just a little bit of experience with. I am not the expert. And I want you to know where I got my information from so that you know that I didn't make this up. I want you to be able to go out and do the research yourself. And that's what Google's for. And that's what, there's, believe it or not, other search engines. But Google's the only one that I know about. No, I'm kidding. There's others. But Google's the one that I most consistently use. And I've also talked on here about how someday I am fearful that there'll be no new knowledge. We will grow to the point where we expect Google to always give us the answer and the information has become stale, or worse, it has been corrupted or tailored for us to the point where it may not match reality anymore. And I don't want to be one of those people who always searches for information. I want to be somebody who researches things and posts things out there so that there's more information to be had. And sometimes it's not the information itself, it's the way it's presented or the way it's told that makes that information clearer. I can talk to someone and they can say something and a light bulb will come on for me that has not come on before, even though I've heard that same information over and over and over again, because they've painted it in a new light. They've shaped it in a way that suddenly, ding, whoa, I never thought of that. Wow, that's wow. You know, just blows your mind. And so I want so much to be a source of information so that when you listen to my podcast, you are getting something that gives you the details and then hopefully presents it in a way that you haven't thought of before. I want to be thought-provoking. There you go. That's that fancy word. And the other issue I've had is that I am interested in so many things. How do you create a podcast that can capture all my different interests? And I've often considered doing two or three different podcast titles. So like the One-Off Technology Podcast would be about technology topics, and I could do a podcast about writing, and I could do a podcast about faith, and I could do another podcast. But if I can't even produce one podcast on a consistent basis, then I would fail my listeners if I created multiple podcasts and didn't manage to consistently produce them. So it does not make sense to do that right now. There may come a day when I do that, but right now that's not the time. So here it is. This is episode 10 of season 2 of the One-Off Technology Podcast, and I'm talking about ending the podcast. I hate that, and I'll tell you why. First of all, I think the podcast makes sense, but the name of it, I picked a poor name. I named it the One-Off Technology Podcast because it was, well, I thought, this is just a one-off. I might do more than one episode. I may just do a few episodes. And so it was a one-off. And then I didn't go out and look and see if other people were using a similar name. Turns out it's like a technical support company called the One-Off Technology Company or something of that sort. So I didn't come up with anything completely creative there. I also didn't create a dedicated website for the podcast, and that's something I toyed with a lot, but it was a time factor. I just couldn't commit to doing the things that need to be done to care and feeding that it takes to manage a podcast properly so that you can enjoy the podcast on a consistent basis, have one-stop shopping to go look up where my sources came from, to see information there, and there you go. And then, you know, the other thing is the name, One-Off Technology Podcast, that was kind of long, so it was difficult to come up with a Twitter handle for that. It was also difficult to come up with an Instagram name for it as well. I made some attempts, but the name was so butchered trying to shrink it down to the letters that they had that I thought, if I ever create another podcast, it's got to have a name that I can shrink down to something or an acronym that makes it easy to remember so that you don't have to go searching the four corners of the earth to locate my podcast on iTunes or Stitcher or Google or any of the other podcast networks out there. Also, I probably should have looked into doing Spotify, but I absolutely didn't want to give them a podcast that was only half-baked and without making the commitment, the dedication to the podcast that it really needed. I wasn't quite ready for Spotify. I did investigate Amazon. Amazon does podcasting through Audible. I'm expecting that to take off a lot more. And I applied, but they didn't even actively consider me. So I'm a little sad. Are you a little sad? I'm a little sad, sure. And that's where we are. So I've also been listing the other podcasts and trying to figure out what format and sound and what this podcast needs to be consistent and to be interesting and to be your go-to for, if not information, at least entertainment. And I want to be passionate about the podcast so that you get the best of me. And I also want to set up and have guests to interview, because I think listening to one person talk can be interesting, but not always. And it's great to bring in people that know way more than I do. I mean, there's a quote out there that says, I'm paraphrasing, if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. I don't want to be in that room. I want to be in the room where there are people that are smarter than me, that have things to say that I want to listen to. And I know that some of my listeners are way smarter than me. And actually, I know a lot of my listeners are way smarter than me. And they listen to me anyway. Go figure that one. But I love you guys. And I thank you so much for the time that you took to listen to the podcast and the quirks and the episodes that had poor sound quality and so many things, mistakes I made, and that you put up with those mistakes long enough to give me a chance. And I just want to say thank you for everything. And this episode is closure. So if it does wind up being the last episode of this podcast, that I have told you my appreciation for you listening, and closure is an important thing to me. I like things to have a start and a middle and an end, finality, like life has. So thank you, and thank you so much again. I really appreciate it. I'm going to have a survey on the website. It's a Google form. I'd really appreciate those of you that take the time to listen to this episode to fill out that survey and tell me your thoughts about the podcast, what I did right, what I did wrong, what I can do better in the future, and if I'm crazy enough to do another podcast, if you'd be willing to listen or not. The website, I never hyped it enough, but faithintech.com. The website is faithintech.com. And you'll see a link up top that says podcast. And you should see this episode as the top hit when you go there. And so, thank you. I really do appreciate everything. And I'm also thankful to all the guests that were on the show, especially to Chuck Brink for being on the show. He's had a lot going on lately, so it's been a challenge to really get him involved as well. And when you live so far apart, you have different lives, it gets to be a challenge. And so here we are. Thank you again for listening. Bye. You've been listening to the One-Off Technology Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Look for other episodes of our podcast coming to a podcast universe near you.